Chet of Me'emariva. Very interesting. Very interesting. All kinds of pshatim. What the Chet of the Tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu was. The Rechaim HaKadosh lists Pesachat Zetzel of all of them. They all evolve around the Chet. Could be some way why he hit the stone rather than speaking to it, or Shimun HaMoirim, Kas on them that he called them HaMoirim, whatever. But actually, there's the wrong one. I got the wrong one. I took the wrong one. Okay, anyway. Wow. Okay. Actually, the question arises, the question that arises is as follows. L'chayra, picture the thing. Let's say, we'll see Rashi specifically. I'll take Rashi as an example in a minute. But the overall question is, let's say that in a simple sense, he hit the stone and didn't talk to it, right? Now, the Einish has to be parallel to what you did, right? So it says, L'yan lo'yhe mantem bi la'gedisheni. It seems like it's enough. Picture the man, right? They're standing there. The complainers were complaining that there's no water. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu mistakenly, Bonagid, takes a stick. You see, it's not even that. According to Rashi, takes a stick and hits the stone, and water comes out from the stone. Right? And water comes out from the stone. What did the onlooker? Is that a Kiddush Hashem or not? Listen, I don't know. Normally, water does not come out of stones. You could go bang your head on the stone all you want, or hit the stone all you want. Ain't no water going to come out of there. No, there's no water coming out of there, right? So the mara of that is, you see, Shaleil Derech HaTeva, there's a meridik Kiddush Hashem in that. Let me add to that another nekuda. There's a Yalkut Shimoni in this week's parasha. Tovshin Samach Gimel. The Yalkut Shimoni there says, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit one stone, every single stone water came out. Every single. So now let's go back and picture this again. You know, retake. Let's film it again. Right. All of Klal Yisrael standing there. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the mateh, right, which is also has significance for sure, like doing this in. The mateh hits the stone. All of a sudden, not only did he not talk to the other stone, he didn't even talk to the other stones. Let alone hit them. He wasn't misyachas to them. Hits one stone. All the stones start pouring out water. Unbelievable. You see the Yad Hashem. Meiridik Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Right? He was told to talk to the stone. Right? He was told to talk to the stone. What does that mean? There could have been, okay, granted, if he would have talked, we'll even explain it later on, that it could have been a bigger Kiddush Hashem. Right? But what does that mean? It was a massive Kiddush Hashem. It could have been more. Right? And for that, what's the einish that Moshe Rabbeinu gets? Yan lo yehemantem bi la'gdisheini, that your level, you didn't attain that level. What do you get? You're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Tof kuf tesvav tfilis of Moshe Rabbeinu, kaminyan v'schanam. Tof kuf tesvav tfilis of Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take off the gzeirah that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So we have to understand, it's just what you see over here, and I'll tell you what the altar from Kelm sees from that. It's a miracle thing. It doesn't seem to be. Yeah, it could have been bigger. Okay, yeah, but it was quite the maimed, certainly factoring in the yalkut that all the water came out of all the stones. Where's the chay? We'll take a dugma to bring out this problem. We'll take a dugma rash. We'll take Leduk Mirashi. Rashi says, it's a very interesting Rashi. If any of you had a faher around the Mashkiach, might have fahered you on this Rashi. But no one gets it right. But it's very interesting what comes out from Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu did, in fact, speak to the stone. But the Rabbeinu Shalalam switched the stone. It wasn't that stone. So it wasn't the stone that was going to give out water when he hit ding. Right? It wasn't the stone. Then, the second time, Moshe Rabbeinu hit it because, okay, it's not, maybe I have to go back. I did, but it didn't, lo alach, manasa, right? So then the Eibishter pulled the fast one and switched back, and the stone now It's all there in Rashi, and the stone now is really the original stone, and Moshe Rabbeinu hid it. So now it's a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did you hid it? You should have talked to it, right? You should have talked to it. Okay. No. And Rashi said, you know, what's the today? If you try that in court, take somebody. I was set up, right? I was framed. Basically, it seemed like the Rebbeinu Shalom pulled a fast one on him. In the original, you switch it to one that's not talkable, and gee, water doesn't come out when you talk to it. Then you switch it, then there's the real one there. So now it's going to work, and now, well, how am I supposed to know that? You know, you see one stone, you see them all. How do I know which one is which? And yet Rashi says, both by over here, in also in Sefer Dvarim, Rashi says twice that what was the tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu? The tviya was that he talked that he hid it and didn't talk, because that would have been a good idea. Right? So now really, so what's the tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu? What is to Lamaisa? And there's two ways to learn. So Poshet Pshat, I would have said. Pashim Pshat, I would have said that the Taita is like this. Even the obviously the reason is the Taita isn't on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did you not talk to the stone the first time? Because he did, right? So what's the Taita? The Rebbeinu Shalom told you to talk to the stone. It didn't work the first time. You don't know why, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom switched it. Right? You don't know why. What should you have done the second time? The Eibishter didn't tell you to hit it. Last time, the Eibishter told you to hit it. We'll see why, what the difference is between the two times soon. But the Eibishter didn't tell you to hit it. Even if you saw that word, you saw that the word didn't work, right? And you know it's not the stone. It's whatever the reason is, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu think, okay, it doesn't work. I need that there should be something. So I understand. The Eibishter never told you to hit it here, right? So the second time, you also should have talked to the stone. It's a taina, right? But it's a taina. It's not. It's different. It's not like the Eibishter come and said, "Talk to the stone," and Moshe Rabbeinu whips out his mata and hits the thing. Moshe Rabbeinu came and talked to the stone, and he found himself in a quandary over here. Klal Yisrael is going crazy. Klal Yisrael is going crazy. I talked to the stone. I did, but it doesn't work. So maybe something's wrong. Maybe something. Maybe something. Maybe something. There's no maybe something. There's no maybe something. Okay, it's a tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's a tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu. A tviya for Yan Loihe Mantim Bilag Disheini, that you don't go into Eretz Yisrael and tough kuf tesvav, tefillas don't help. Atke deka. It's awesome. It's a pellet. The Maral in Gur Aryeh. So the Maral in Gur Aryeh learns up a different pshat than Rashi. He asks Tiras, there's other Rashis that the Mashmos is, I told you, there's two possibilities, what the general possibilities, what the Chet of the Maral could have been. The Maral shows that there's Rashis that seem to say that it's also the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kayas, that Shimon Amayrim also. So is it this? So in some places, Mashma that it was that he was Kayas, in some places, Mashma that he deeper, hit the stone and not deeper. So he says it all evolves around one Nakuda. There could have been a Mayridik Akidish Hashem over here. How? If somebody is totally maimon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and misbatel legamrei, and everything, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in the driver's seat, everything is happening totally, I mean, to levels that we have no hasagah, like that person is totally at peace, that person is totally calm, that person will not in any way get flustered, right, or anything. It's a big madrega, the water and everything, it's a meiridika madrega what came out. But the chizuk, what Klal Yisrael could perhaps have had, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have, what does the fact Shimun HaMayrim, what does that indicate? That indicates he was lost. Right? If you believed everything, that indicates. It's the same thing that hitting the seller indicates. You were told to talk to the seller. Okay, it lo alach the first time. It didn't go the first time. But you were told to, if you're calm and cool and nothing and everything is fine and everything is right. What you hitting the stone for? Hitting's also losing it a bit. I mean, losing it by Moshe Rabbeinu's standards, not by our standards. Right? That's also losing it a bit. Moshe Rabbeinu, that losing it a bit shows it denied from Klal Yisrael the possibility to see emuna on such a superlative level. That's what the Maharal learns. Great. Okay, so a superlative level, but it's ganz fine what Klal Yisrael did see, right? So again, where's the chaim of the Einish? So the author from Kalamir is a Meir de Kedekuda. It's not even like a Kasha and a Teretz. It's like one thing. This is what you see, basically. He said, like, who knows? You never know, right? This level of Kiddush Hashem that there was with the Meimor Riva, there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Again, let's factor in my favorite, the Alkut Shemayni, all the stones, water, fine, Kiddush Hashem. With that Kiddush Hashem, with the Chizuk and Emuna that Klal Yisrael got, so Klal Yisrael took it, Klal Yisrael eventually goes into Eretz Yisrael, it becomes ingrained in Klal Yisrael, this thing. They were still Chayte, and they still had Churbanus and Beis HaMikdash, and they still went to the Eibush, there was Kila Chamosai Ala Yitzim V'Lavonim, and the Klal Yisrael had to go into Golus. Who is to say that if they hadn't seen this extra level of Kiddush Hashem to the nth degree, that wouldn't have been mashpia on them, and that wouldn't have brought them to a darga where they would have been strong enough not to be chayta in Eretz Yisrael, all of history would have changed. In all of history, you never know. Any shinui, a person, an opportunity to increase kvod shamayim and kiddush Hashem, you never know what the consequences are. You never know. So it's not, in other words, I could build it up and make it sound like it's unimportant that Tosefos and Kiddush Hashem, but that's where the mistake lies. It's not unimportant. Showing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world, showing more Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world is more hashpah. More hashpah, you don't know what that does. You don't know what the effect of that does. That's his yisrael. Then he makes it very chomor in a different place, how he applies it to us, which I'll mention at the end. So if you want to, as a mushel, to visualize the difference, to be able to have some perception of the difference of the Kiddush Hashem in talking and the Kiddush Hashem in hitting, so it means a beautiful mushel. It says, in Tof Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the telegraph was discovered. It was a history lesson from the Altif. Yeah. Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the telegraph was discovered. Okay. What did the telegraph do? A Meyerdeke thing. You could hit keys over here with electricity, with how it works. You hit keys over here, and somebody miles and miles away gets a message. Right. The telephone was discovered about 27 years later, 30 years later. I don't remember exactly the date. I had it written down. Let's say around 30 years later, our friend Alexander Graham Bell. Right. So the telephone was discovered. The telephone is based on the same principle. The same principle of the traveling electricity. It makes exactly use of the same thing. What took so long? Why did they chop the telegraph originally and they didn't chop this now? Zog the Alta from Kelma Meir de Kazakh. Avada, this electricity, this power, the thing has koyach, right? But to use that koyach, you have to hit it to use the koyach. To get the koyach, you have to hit keys. To hit keys, you have to use the koyach. The musik that merely by talking to this thing that it's going to be transferred just by talking to it, that's not something which Muvan me'elov from the fact that you hit keys and it does it over there. That you could just put it in such a way that I talk and he hears me without me hitting anything. That's a different thing. That's the difference between hitting the stone and thinking. Hitting the stone, would you do a mice? I would touch it up in our way. Hitting the stone, the touch is, I have to do something. I have to be a pile involved. Talking to the stone, I don't think, is I am a pile. Talking to the stone is, I understand that that's the tachlis of the stone in the Bria, that this stone is what the Rebbe Eibishter wants to be, if the Rebbe Eibishter says, tells me that. So I just have to, whatever the Rebbe Nishlam says, I do, and I know what's going to happen, because the Rebbe Nishlam is doing it all. You don't need my mice involved in it. In the same tough Shin Samach Gimel, Yalkut Shemayni, there's another shtickle that also is a mushel, that it gives talks about the stone and talks about the difference between the first time, so then Moshe Rabbeinu was told to hit the stone. Right? Now he wasn't told to hit the stone, he was told to talk to the stone. Now Rashi says by us, what's the limud of the stone? What's the limud? If you would have talked to the stone, they would have said, ma, the stone that doesn't need this and doesn't this and doesn't that. Yet the stone does automatically, the stone by its very nature does what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants, right? So certainly. So we're looking at the stone as a bria, right? As doing and not doing. Zok the Yalkut Amerika thing. The first time when you teach a kid something, right? When you teach a kid and you want to make sure a kid goes on the straight and narrow, right? So when the kid is little, you can't explain, it's not enough to say do and he'll understand that he should do it because it's good for him. That's the way things are. You have to hit him. You have to prod him. You have to hit him. The kid gets older, right? The kid gets older, so then you don't have to hit him. But they tell him, listen, you know, this is what's supposed to be, and the kid understands. Kach. The stone, when the stone, in the stone's youth, the first time, the stone was young. We're using the stone as a mashal to a mensch, right? So then, to get the water out of the stone, you had to hit the stone. Now, the stone has matured, right? Seems it's the same stone. The stone has matured, and the stone now, you don't have to hit. Now it's matured to the extent that you don't have to hit it anymore. The stone just says, you know, when you tell the stone jump, the stone will say, how high? Right? Not why should I? Well, you have to. Why? How high? That's what talking to the stone is. That's Klapi Klal Yisrael. That you have from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that you have the sustenance from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, originally the limud was just hitting it, right? Okay, you have to do to understand Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yichal kelecha, that you consider within activity and just everything's going to run. That's, you have to get to that limud when you're coming out of Mitzrayim. That doesn't come right away. That was the hitting. Now you were meant, that's the time on Moshe Rabbeinu, you were meant to pull Klal Yisrael to this Madrega where it would have been instinctive. Where it would have been instinctive, you said, you tell the stone, water come out. Yeah, of course, water come out. The Mishnah says, how ah, you know, water came. What should have been now is Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the stone, and the stone says, hot, cold, or seltzer. Right? Like, how ah? Like, whatever you want. That's instinctive. That's the teva. That's what Klal Yisrael was meant to see. That's that Tosefos. It's all still just the Tosefos, and without the Kedusha is true. That's that Tosefos of Kiddush Hashem that is meant to see. Now the Alter really comes back and talks to it talks about, brings it home in a very chomerdik way. You know, listen, every time we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu here, right, and we're talking about Bedake Dakas Chilukim in Kiddush Hashem, which there was a Meridik in Kiddush Hashem anyway, and Chilukim in Kiddush Hashem, and yet the Einish is so chomer, right? Every opportunity, every step a person takes, everything a person does, every decision a person makes, is an opportunity to be Mekadosh Hashem. Right? You come, how and when do you come to Daven in the morning? You come like a mensch. So Kiddush Hashem, somebody looks at that and says, ah, you see, somebody, your Shemayim comes and things, Kamam Sukkonim, so Kiddush Hashem. For whether it's in the yeshiva, or whether it's going to be Ben Azmanim, and you're in Amoreka, when you're in America, wherever, wherever it is. Yeah, it's an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, right? What happens if you don't do it that much? Even if you are Mekadosh, but you could have done more, you have this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. On Moshe Rabbeinu. Alachas kama v'kama, the guy who comes late, the guy who comes and schmoozes around, the guy who doesn't. You come to a Seder in the morning. When do you come? What do you do? Same thing. The einish of not being Mekadosh Hashem as much as you could have is tough kuf test tefillahs don't help. Right? So that alone should be enough to be a big pachat. Certainly, that if you stop giving things opportunities for Kiddush Hashem, that we just, you know, I'm not even talking now about walking on the street and how you conduct yourself and how you conduct yourself on a bus and how anyone does in Bein Adam Lechaveres and everything else. The Kiddush Hashem and Rachmana Litzlan, the Chilul Hashem. I'm not even talking about Chilul Hashem. I'm talking about not Kiddush Hashem. There's three dargas here. There's not the optimum kiddush Hashem, but ganz fine kiddush Hashem anyway, for which the einish is chomer. There's not being mekadosh Hashem. And then there's being mechal Hashem rechman alasa. You see, the limud from this memory, however you learn it, is look how chomer the einish is. For if you could have been mekadosh Hashem shemayim more, and you weren't mekadosh Hashem shemayim as much as you were supposed to. Chops.